come and gather round for an epic show. Oh yeah, here we go. The Stubborn Heroes coming out on top. Yeah, we always win. Delving into the darkest dungeons, always fight to win. Oh yeah, here we go. Now it's time for the Stubborn Heroes.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Stubborn Heroes, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. My name is Adam and I am the Dungeon Master, and the Stubborn Hero we have today is Cody, who plays Amon.
Hello.
Apparently Amon is a Murloc now? Or a Goblin? And yeah, so it's just Cody today, because what we're doing is...
Everyone else died.
Everyone else is dead. No. Everyone else is off on an adventure in Falk, while... you and Cedric are left behind, so we took this opportunity to do...
Because we're the favorites.
Yes. I did actually receive a tweet about where the hell you guys are. So today we're going to do an origin story for Amon.
Yay!
So, let's begin. Cody.
See.
When we last saw Amon, he had just arrived at the Shattered Citadel with the other heroes. After narrowly escaping the vicious attack by the hordes of the Thrykreen, an insectoid race dangerous and numerous.
Oh, so this is right when we arrive? Okay.
The Netherlord informed you all that the Thrykreen were after the Heart of Hadar, and that is why they were so aggressive and why they were able to hunt you and why they came in such numerous numbers was that they were after that necklace that you were wearing. Then, after the conversation with the Netherlord, the rest of your party were ushered into the Magic Quarter, where they went on to reopen the portal network. Amon, you now stand alone before the Netherlord, as Lord Thakrak shuts a large stone door as the others exited.
He's so strong.
Thanks, I've been working out, Amon. You've been gone a while.
The white dragonborn corpse that sits upon the stone throne lurches above, looking down upon you like a silhouette over the beam of sunlight. Its mouth is trembling, and a terrible glare pierces you, darkness enveloping its eyes.
Amon, tell me, now that they are gone, what of these heroes? What do you really feel about them? I want a report on each one.
Well, which one do you want me to start with?
His head lurks to the left.
Start with the little one. Are the tales true of him?
Can you remind me of these tales? I kind of don't really pay attention to
stories. Just give me your report, then.
He's not really known. Like, he's a little shrimp of a rogue. Like, he doesn't really tell us anything about him. He's just Cedric Crow. He's mysterious. And he just owns a restaurant, I think, so. Or a bar.
I sense something more of him. We will have to keep a close eye. Moving on. What of the wizard, Aratol? He is not of this realm.
Well, he does have magic that I haven't really seen before, but other than that, like, looks like just a normal wizard. Like, he likes magic just as much as we do. He doesn't want to hinder us in any way that I know of. He could be good to our cause.
Yes. I also feel great power coming from him, most of which is lost, but perhaps he could be useful to us, or perhaps we could indoctrinate him.
I think he could be a little too smart for that, so...
Time will tell, Amon. What of the others? The druid.
He he's a druid. He thinks I'm evil. He'll, don't know why he thinks that. I've been helping the entire time. A druid that doesn't like to use his spells like healing, but he likes his animal form a lot.
The children of Sylvanas and Aurel can be a fickle folk. Their minds are too narrow to understand our purpose, Amon. Do not let his feelings bother you. All that matters is that he is useful to our cause.
Yeah, that never bothered me once, so...
And what of the ranger? I sense a blinding light within him.
He's a ranger that drinks a lot, that I know of, and now he just has golden wings and flies. So, I guess if he wants to do damage to us, he could, but he's not going to, I don't think.
Well, I must say, Amon, that I was surprised that I was not told that you would become one of these unfated ones.
I was very surprised myself.
The prophecy is very old and cryptic, guarded by the Dragon Guard, guarded by Percival. But...
And the body just, like, creaks to the side and starts shaking, like it's terrorized right now. And it's sort of, its arms are just, like, lurched forward as if it's in excruciating pain. And you hear, but...
the loss of the guard could mean great things for us.
Like?
The warlocks will rise, Amon. In the shadow of this old place, just as I foretold.
So we're going to be accepted again?
We will be accepted one way or another, even if we must use force.
But I thought we were trying to be accepted again, because that's why we got banished out into the desert.
We were banished to extinction. Only when the first of your brethren found me were they able to crawl their way out of the void into the light of this realm again. I will continue training more warlocks. Rise up more lords of the shadow, like Lord Thakrak, like yourself. And one day, the people will see us as the true defense of this realm from the darkness lurking. And we will protect them whether they like it or not.
Okay, I'm just following you.
Good. The first thing I'm going to request for you to do is to return the heart to Thakrak. Your duties are changing, Amon. You will no longer be needing that. We must put our differences with the children of Hadar to the side as we deal with the imminent threat.
So I'm not hunting them anymore? Won't they just grow in power and multiply?
The children of Hadar move slowly, Amon. Time does not affect them as it affects mortals. Their plans could be to be hiding for the next 1,000 years, while this Silver Eye cult plans to resurrect their Dragon King very soon. Return the heart to Thakrak, so I may give you your new orders.
Okay. And Amon will...
Thakrak walks up and he puts out his hands.
Amon will take the necklace off his neck and hand it to Thakrak.
You feel the power of the Heart of Hadar leave you, and you hand it to Thakrak. And
thank you, Amon.
Curls it up into his palm, and then he pockets it.
Netherlord, I will make sure it is safe, just as I have before. Was excellent, Thakrak. Now the second thing I need you to do, Amon, is something that I expect may take weeks or months to complete. You must keep an eye on your new allies. Analyze them. Test them. Without their knowledge. Not for sinister reasons, but I want you to start to create methods in which to defeat them should they turn on us.
Don't become Batman.
I want you to learn of their weaknesses and exploit them. I want you to push them emotionally to show that their heads are truly in the game.
I can try, but I don't know why we would need their weakness if they're on our side.
The Dragonborn's body starts shaking, and you see this dark tendril come out of the mouth of the Dragonborn, and its body shakes, and as the tendrils move back and forth, the eyes go wide, and this darkness appears at you.
Do not question me, Amon! You have been trained as a warlock. You should know no one is on your side.
And Mom will put his arm and be like, okay, I'll study them.
And the tendril returns back into its mouth, and Dragonborn's body is just laying, arched to the side as if it's completely just gone. Flesh is falling off of it. Its scales are just falling off to the side.
You will find how best to defeat each and every one of them. We must be prepared were they to decide to turn on me. On us.
Okay, I guess I could do that.
While they walk these halls, I will be able to hear all things said. But while you're out in the field, I will be unable to. This is why you must report everything to me. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. You will not be seeing them for some time, though.
Why not? I thought they're here.
The new enemy we face, the Silver Eye Worship Omalgus. I knew the Dragon King. I know his hatred. I know his fury. He is the most dangerous threat to this realm as of this time. And you must be ready. You have made a pact with the Archdevil Belial. You hear the calling of the Traveler. And now it is revealed you are the aspect of Asmodeus. You are being torn in far too many directions. We must learn where your loyalties truly lie. So your training begins!
The Dragonborn's corpse raises its right arm and then moves it forward, and a large black tendril shoots forth and slaps you right across your chest. And you go hurling across the room.
And I'm going flying backwards?
And you go flying backwards. You're just hurling through the air like 20, 30 feet. You just got hit hard. You feel like you just got smacked in the chest by a brick wall.
Okay, and so as a... Because it works out perfect, this is actually a reactionary spell. I'm going to use Arms of Hadar, the one that, like, shoots out tendrils everywhere from me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to use it, like, almost like, I don't know if you've seen it, Tokyo Ghoul. Instead of using
the anime Tokyo Ghoul?
Yeah. Now, instead of, like, tendrils popping out everywhere, I'm going to have them pop out, like, behind me to, like, grasp the wall and stop me from moving forward, backwards against the wall and crashing into the wall.
Okay, yeah, and the tendrils shoot out. They clasp into the wall. It saves you from some of the blow, but you're still like, oh! And then you, and you start coughing up blood. You were just hit so hard. The tendrils move down the wall, and then you drop down to your knees on the ground. And you just see this large tendril coming out of the arm of the Netherlord.
Is that all you have, man?
He shoots the tendril down to the ground, and these blackened spikes burst up, coming up below you. They start at him, and they start sort of shooting up in a linear line directly in your direction. They're coming at you. They're going to hit you in maybe like 6 seconds.
I'm going to dodge to the left, like run to the left.
Okay, do an acrobatics check.
6.
You attempt to move to the left and you dodge the one spike, but another one comes up and it just stabs up and it hits you right in your leg and you tumble over to the ground. It's like, hey,
so weak. You must be strong if you wish to defeat the Dragon King.
How far away is he from me?
30 feet.
I'm going to just go ahead and use... I guess if she's attacking me, he's a train, I'm going to use fireball on him. Just fire a fireball at him.
Yep. You prepare and you start trying to shoot a fire spell. You go to launch it and then suddenly your spell is dispelled and dissipates in your hands.
Nice.
And you look to your left and you see Lord Thakrak there. And he has dispelled your magic.
Sorry, I have to do this, Amon.
And he puts his hands together. And then you just see arms of Hadar bursting out of his body.
Now your training truly begins.
What is the fucking anime again?
And now we're gonna cut forward.
This is an anime fucking scenario.
Amon, you've spent the last week in rigorous training with the Netherlord.
Brutally being destroyed.
And Lord Thakrak only given small amounts of time to eat small nourishment and to sleep and rest. Your body is bruised and cut, but you've slowly been learning new skills and new power, and all the training you ever had before was all knowledge-based, and you learned through books. You never had physical training before.
Does this mean after this I can go Super Satan?
Maybe. But you've been going through this rigorous training. It's awful and harmful. I mean, you're starting to lose weight. You're getting very gaunt. Every day, like I said, you only get a small bit of nourishment, and you get time to sleep. And I just want to know, though, during that time, you have been outfitted with new clothes that were given to you. You're going to get an updated look, just like everybody else. Some of the tailors, the warlock tailors, have come in on one night when you were just laying in bed nearly dead, and they appropriately gave you some new clothing. So why don't you tell us, what does Amon look like now?
Supremon's wearing a more updated robe. So it has it's more of a black and reddish kind of tint of robe. No hood this time. With some decorative like metal going around down his waist, 2 metal shoulder pads, and 2...
It's a very light metal, I would have to say, because you can't wear metal, but...
Not yet.
Yeah, but probably it shimmers. It's got little... Maybe the threads are made of, like, some sort of silver. Yeah.
To go along, he has almost like a light metal bracers going along with it. Black and silver with those. More fashionable, reddish... Black with red accents.
Yeah, and you're wearing these new clothes, and you have more of a battle with Lord Thakrak.
Can't really tell what's blood and what's red.
What's blood and what's your skin at this point? He's using spells you never even knew that he knew. Obviously, you're learning more about Lord Thakrak. He doesn't even speak to you, but you start copying his sort of fighting style. It's pretty gruesome. Many times they bring in other warlocks, and you've had to defend yourself against 10 other warlocks on your own. You've succeeded defeating each of them, killing 2 of them, you know, just massacring. And each time, although it's tiring, and although it's rigorous, although it's awful, you feel like you're getting stronger and stronger. And you're learning new spells as you continue this training, while keeping resolved. How does Amon feel? do you think? Do you think he's maybe teetering on maybe this isn't the right path for me? Or what do you think?
Well, he's more teetering. Like, he's already insane. Or, like, partially insane. So in his mind, she's just very tired. Almost, like, drowsy all the time. But able to actually keep fighting because of his life's in danger kind of feel. Mm-hmm. So he'll keep fighting, but he is drowsy most of the time, very well, now nourished.
Like I said, about a week has passed with this training. You haven't seen any of your allies. You've only seen two rooms, and that is your bedchamber and the Netherlord's chamber where you continue your rigorous training. Sometimes, like I said, the Netherlord helps, but sometimes he just sits there silently watching you and watching as your skills are improving. Then one night, you're just so exhausted after your training, you just fall into bed, and you fall asleep. And Amon, as you lay asleep in your bedchamber, your mind is anything but restless. You're walking upon a tarnished old stone road. The cracks of it are wet with a black ooze. The ooze emanates a hazy violet glow. It's as if it's literally made of shadow. You keep stepping forward, continuing on the path, and as you look up and around you, you see what seems like swirling energies, but they're not. It's almost as if it's the absence of energy, as if it's the void itself. Everything has this tinge of violet, just pure darkness. There is no night sky here. As you're walking on this path, you hear noises, you think, but mostly when you look at things around you, it feels more like an emotion. And you feel hate, you feel anger, you feel love, you feel happiness, you feel despair, you feel jealousy, you feel scared, fear now as you just start running on this stone ground, running, as if you're running from these just emotions that are all around you. This presence is around you. The darkness seems to flow in infinite directions. You walk the path. You stop in your tracks as you see a figure ahead of you, standing in the middle of the road that you were traveling on. It's tall and slender. Its form stretches high and seems to morph and change shape as your eyes adjust. When you look higher, its body elongates. When you look low, it seems to squish and shrink, like looking at a reflection through a curve of a silver spoon, as if light could not capture its true form. But what you can make out, it just seems to be a robed man of some kind.
Hello? Why are you just in front of me like this? Who are you?
I'll just continue walking towards the figure.
You would hear a familiar voice.
You walk the path. Now you must learn.
What must I learn?
And you know this is the voice of the traveler.
Go where?
To the beginning.
So you want me to turn around?
Wake.
And you wake up in a cold sweat in your room.
Oh god, what was that?
The flickering candle beside you then goes out. And you're alone in your room, in the darkness.
Okay, and I go to relight the candle.
And you light it up now and you look around. And for a moment in the shadows, you see something moving upon your walls, but it's gone.
Okay, I'm actually going to use detect magic to see like if there's anything like that stands out that has to do with that shattered figure that was on the walls. Like just in my bedroom, it's not like in the whole facility. Just like
you detect that whatever residual thing was there, it's gone. It's not in that room anymore.
Okay,
and it's left.
It's left.
You feel that it's morning time. And that your training will begin very shortly. You're sure, breathing heavily in your bed, like, what the hell?
Do I need to see any, like, say, like, water or food that was left for me at any points in my bed chambers?
Yep.
Okay, I guess I'm on wood. Start eating and drinking and getting ready for today's very hellish.
Yeah, and you put
hellish.
On your robes and stuff, and you head out and you start walking up the hallways until you reach the Netherlord's chamber. And you open up the stone doors, and the Netherlord is there, and Lord Thakrak is there standing up in front of him.
Ah, man. Are you ready for today's training?
Can I mention something before we start?
Speak.
I had a weird dream last night.
Thakrak sort of looks up at the Netherlord, and then he looks back at you.
A dream. We do not put stock in dreams.
I had a dream of the Traveler came to me, or I ran to the Traveler.
The long last. The Traveler has not spoken in some time. I knew that we would have to do some rather unorthodox things to bring him out of you. So, what did he say?
He told me to go back to the beginning? I don't know what he means by that.
Sort of slithers back and Lord Thakrak looks up and goes,
no. Netherlord. He's not ready to know. He's not ready.
Know what? What am I not supposed to know?
Come on! Please. Netherlord, please. We can't. The Traveler has spoken, Thakrak. We could accomplish two goals with this. Amon, you have a new mission.
Thakrak, he sort of shakes his head and he just sort of walks away with his hands on his hips, like...
As you know, the Thry Kreen have been a nuisance. They will not stop. But I have a plan.
What's the plan?
The Thry Kreen are a collective. Do you know what that means?
I think I read it something to have to do with, like, they communicate as one kind of thing?
Indeed. It's called a hive mind. We have never been able to successfully retrieve a single soldier. For if we do, they always end up deteriorating before we can get a hold of them. But I have an idea. We will be sending you to a place... It was known as the Fire Tower back in the Dragon Wars. A temple that is buried beneath the sand. There you will find the corpse of a long-dead Thry Kreen queen. You will grab her pheromone sack, and you will bring one of the soldiers back with you.
And Thakrak goes... The sack that he's referring to will release a pheromone, which will trick the soldier into believing that you're its queen, and we'll be able to bring him back with us.
But if they work as a hive mind, wouldn't that bring all of them?
Their hive mind is because of the pheromone that's being released by this current queen. When you use that sack upon... one of the soldiers, its mind will become cut from the others. Once he comes here, I will infiltrate its mind. You need not worry about the details. You need worry about the mission.
Okay.
You will go to Fire Tower, and you will bring the soldier to me. And whatever else you find there, you will investigate on your own.
Okay.
As the traveler wishes. Thakrak, bring the boy. I will see you upon your return. Yes, Netherlord. Come on, Amon.
Okay. And Amon will turn away and follow Thakrak.
You are walking up the hallways. This is foolishness. You're not ready.
Not ready for what? What are you keeping from me?
And he turns around and says, Amon, what have I told you about when I found you?
Nothing really. That you just found me and raised me as a warlock.
There was more to it. And he seems like he wants to say something, but he's like, I can't.
What, is there more to finding me in the desert?
Listen, gather your things. We have to go to Fire Tower. He walks away. I'm going to skip ahead a bit. Outside the Shattered Citadel, where you guys entered, up on the desert, the stone door rises from the sand, and you and Thakrak walk out. And you're standing upon the desert. The wind is blowing, sand everywhere. Thakrak's got something covering his mouth, and so do you. Sort of covering the bottom of your face. You two have burning eyes, so any sand that flies in there just becomes glass, so who cares?
Oh, yeah, glass. From sand to glass going towards your eyes. Yeah, that's even better.
Thakrak's just got this piece of cloth over his mouth and his burning red eyes, his half-orc. He still has that scratch from the panther scratch across his face.
No wonder we can replace all the glass in the Shattered Citadel.
Exactly.
All the time. It's like, oh, look, that was gone yesterday. Why is it back so quickly? We make our own.
He takes out a map and he shows it to you. He says, this is where Fire Tower is. It's beneath the sand here.
How are we going to get beneath the sand?
Leave that to me. And he points at his bag and you just see some like rope and a hook sticking out. Just need you to get us there.
Okay. I've never been here before, so... Okay.
We have to fly over these things. The Thrykreen are still out there.
And I open my Book of Shadows and summon the horse.
And you remove the orb from the Book of Shadows and you throw it on the ground. And your mount appears. You and Thakrak get on. He says, it's south. Let's go.
And I look around to see which way south and then head south.
And you fly into the air. It's a beaming hot sun above, but there's a sandstorm going on at the moment. So you guys are pretty well kept clear when it comes to the Thrykreen. They don't really see you as you're traveling there towards Fire Tower. Thakrak is... He raises his hand like this anyway, and you and the Nightmare and him all sort of go invisible. He casts a spell in order to cloak you from being seen.
Okay.
And you don't have the Heart of Hadar on you anyway, so there would be no way for a Thrykreen to track you. And you guys are traveling through, and you're heading south. On your way, Thakrak just sort of nudges at you. He's just sort of sitting behind you. Hey, Mon, I have a question.
Yeah?
I had this idea, and I wanted to run it past you, you know. Just an idea, you know?
Okay, shoot.
I was thinking about opening my own business.
What kind of business?
You know, I'm really good at making, wings and ribs, right?
So fucking random.
You know that. I used to make you wings and ribs all the time.
Yeah, they're pretty
good. Come on!
They're pretty good. They're a little crispy all the time, so...
Hey! You always said you liked that.
I never said I didn't. I'm just saying they're crispy. I like them, but maybe not other people like that crispy. But hey, instead of making your own business, why don't you ask Cedric to kind of take on your recipe?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe you could talk to those guys. You know, we could call it, you know, Thakrak's Backrack Wings and Ribs.
Thakrak Backrack? It's very smart, but... I'll talk to Cedric. He's pretty much he's the head, so he might like that name.
Yeah, I heard you don't have any stake in the business.
No, I missed out on that.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, there it is, there it is.
An elf around the horizon, you just see a large mound of sand, and you guys land upon this large mound of sand that seems to jaggedly point upwards. You get off the mounts. Start clearing the sand away from over there.
Mage hand to push the sand.
Yeah, you start using your mage hand to push the sand. You see there's a circular stone ruin on the ground below, and you're standing on top of it.
This is the top of Fire Tower. It's pretty steep once we get in. It's been closed off for, well, a while.
How long's a while?
How old are you?
25?
Yeah, about that long, yeah. We just gotta move the stone here, okay? You ready?
Okay.
While you were moving all the sand away, he put down his knapsack, which is just full of rope, and he started taking out ropes and hooks and all this almost like climbing equipment that he has with him. As you're moving the sand away from this stone circular mound that's maybe like, okay, 10 foot radius. And you notice there's some symbolism on it as well. And it seems to be tiefling warlocks who are casting spells and summoning demons. It's just depicted on the stone. It's just this image of them creating demons and summoning dark entities and creatures. You see a symbol that looks like a child with tentacles all around it. And you see at the top a large depiction of a dragon with ruby red eyes above them.
Yeah, I'll do a history check. 24.
With a 24, be able to tell that this is a depiction of the Dragon Empire and the warlocks of the Dragon Empire. They summoned demons for the Dragon King. They actually created the first tieflings. The first tieflings were these warlocks who delved into dark magics that they tainted their own bloodline. And you would see the depiction of Omalgus, the Dragon King at the top. You saw Child of Hadar there. You would know that this, whatever this place is, it's as old as the Dragon Wars, which is 3,500 years ago.
Okay.
And it seems to be sealed off.
All right, Amon, help me move this thing.
You see Thakrak put his hands together, and he opens up his Book of Shadows, waves his arm around, creates an incantation, and arms of Hadar sprout out from around him, and they seep. These tendrils that are coming out of his body seep around and begin to move underneath this circular stone.
Come on, help me move this thing!
And I will also use Arms of Hadar and help them move it.
Yeah, you do the same thing. You move your hand around the Book of Shadows, these arms come out, and you two... You've moved this thing to the side, and while the sandstorm is raging above, you look down to a pit, a circular pit that just goes down, 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 and it's complete darkness within. You two look down with your burning sight, but it's still very, very dark. Thakrak throws down a long rope with a hook on the end, and then he hooks it to a small little stone spike that's sticking out on the other side. He's like,
"This used to be the top of the tower. Times are changing, I guess."
Apparently so.
You want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
All right.
Grab the rope and shimmy down.
You grab the rope and you start shimmying down. Let's give you a, what kind of check would that be? Let me see. Give me.
You're seeing which one's the worst?
No, they,
I have a lot of zeros and ones, so...
Either athletics or acrobatics.
Well, that's the same category, yeah. So... I would have guessed that regardless. Wow, I get just a nat 20 on this. You're like, damn it. 11.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, you're able to shimmy down. You're not used to this sort of thing. You're going down. Backrack is right above you, also going down. And you're moving down deeper and deeper into the darkness, into this old tomb. The sandstorm above, this noise from it just slowly fades away as you're moving down. And you're going down for what seems like 10 to 15 minutes before you finally reach the bottom. And you're standing upon almost like an altar that rises up. There's a stairway going down on all sides. It's a circular altar that you're standing on.
Mon will look around to see what he can see.
Roll a perception check.
Okay. 17.
You would begin to look around, and again, you see all this iconography, this stone work with etched-in drawings of mostly this terrifying dragon and all these warlocks. This is an ancient warlock temple. You step forward a bit to sort of get a closer look at one of the iconographies, and then you notice that you trip over some bones.
Stumble and try to catch myself?
Do a dex check. This is a straight dex, that's fine.
18.
Wow.
Well, if it's, you said straight dex check, so yeah, 19 then.
Okay, 19? Yeah, that's good. So you're able to not fumble, and you're able to not step more onto this thing that you've just tripped on. You look down, and it's bones that have tattered old robes on them.
Do I recognize what kind of bones they are, or do I have to do it? You want me to do a check for that?
Do
or?
A medicine check.
17.
Yeah, you'd notice that there are horns on this bone. This is a dead tiefling.
Dead tiefling.
Yeah. But upon looking around the room, you'd see many other corpses are around.
Not just tieflings, it's just...
Dozens. All scattered all over this temple.
No, but like, they're not just tieflings, they're like other races? Or is it just tieflings?
You'd have to check every one of them individually.
Oh, I can't.
Mostly just... it's tieflings.
Okay.
Safe to assume... I mean, you did roll 19, so I'm going to say, just sort of look around, you'd notice that most of them that are around here are dead tieflings.
Awesome. I'm on a tiefling graveyard.
You're going to want to watch your step, Amon.
Okay, I'll keep my eyes looking down a little bit.
And he sort of looks down at that corpse there, and he's like,
we're not here to disturb the dead. Let's go.
Of course.
We have to find the sack. I'll go this way, and you'd notice that in the room, you're on this, like, circular altar in the middle.
You've That's, come, like, kind of raised?
You've come down. It's raised. Yeah, it's raised with about four steps, mm-hmm. large steps that go around each side, and you're sort of stepping down here. There is a back wall here that's about circular, and there's two hallways.
Oh, so, like, the skeletons are, like, surrounding on...
And the skeletons are just, like, in the corners. There's a bunch of them all surrounding this altar. They're just charred and burned. But the one you tripped over was just in the center. And it's just dead. There's a hallway this way and a hallway that way.
I'll look for the sack up here. It should still be intact if we find it.
Okay. I guess I'll go the other way then and check that side.
Sure. Left or right?
I'll go left.
Okay.
He's sort of squinting his eyes and he takes out a torch. And it glows red.
I'm getting old, Amon. I can't see as well as I used to.
And he's like, you want one?
I have my own, but I think I'm good.
Okay. If anything's moving, you let me know, then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Or we just scream your name? Okay.
Okay. And then you see Thakrak just disappear in the darkness up his hallway.
I guess I'll take the torch out, but not light it.
Yep.
Since I use my eyes, and I'll just walk down the other hallway.
There's symbolism all over the walls, like I mentioned before. And as you're walking on this stone floor, you look down, do a perception check.
Done.
So you would just sort of look down, and you'd be taken aback for just a second. This stone floor looks familiar. And you would think it looks a lot like the stone floor from your dream that you were running on when you just had that dream the night before. Then you think nothing of it. You continue walking up the hallway.
Continuing up the hallway, like, looking around, almost like...
And you see several different rooms. Each room you go into just seems to have even more corpses.
I guess in each room I'll just do, like, a...
Let's just do a general investigation.
Yeah.
We'll do a general investigation, and I'll tell you sort of what you might conclude with your roll.
22.
So as you're going through room and room, you'd notice a pattern here, and that is that they all seem to be tieflings. You'd notice that the way their bodies are positioned and the way that their robes are charred, they all seem to have been burned to death. All of them. As if it's just an immediate, like a burst of fire killed them all.
Okay.
They were all in different positions as if they were running or trying to run from it. So that's how you came to the conclusion that it was just instant. Some of them are even laying in their beds. They were sleeping at the time and then they died. Some sort of cataclysm.
This is weird. Better keep my eyes out just in case. And just like almost, I'll continue like searching through, but I'll be more like cautious of everything.
You really don't see anything that's the Thrykreen. And then you walk out of one of the rooms where you came to the conclusion that they all died in that way. And then you just hear...
Go to the beginning.
You hear it to your right at the end of the hallway.
I'm guessing this is the way to the beginning, and I'll go to the right and walk down, kind of like following the voice.
Yeah, and you're walking up this path, this stone floor. As you do, you reach what seems like a wall. It seems like a dead end, and it seems arched in the shape of a doorway.
I'll go up to the arched doorway, and I guess like I'll touch it and like scan it kind of thing with my hand.
Yeah, you do an investigation.
8.
Seems like a door.
I will, I guess, use detect magic on it to see if there's any magical influence with the door.
Okay. And as you detect it, you notice that yes, this door has been magically sealed.
Magically sealed. Can't remember if it says what kind of magic I can.
Would detect magic tell you what type of magic?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I can't remember if it tells me or not. Like what kind of magic was used? Detect magic. For duration, you sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of you. You sense magic in this way. You can use your action to see a faint aura around any visible creature or object in an area bears magic, and you learn the school of magic, if any. The spell can penetrate most barriers, but it is blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal, or a thin sheet of...
The door itself is... It's aberration.
It's aberration magic?
Yeah.
Aberration is the school of changing things. I think what they are.
So it's like foreign, weirdly, otherworldly magic.
Yeah, it blocks, banishes, or protects.
Yeah.
Okay, after learning that. So can I tell, like, there is, like, a spell on this?
Mm-hmm. You detect the magic, yeah. There's some sort of spell protecting something inside.
I will use, I guess, try to use dispel magic on it.
You take out your Book of Shadows, you let out a little incantation, and the magic dissipates. And then the stone door moves to the side. And you see a very small room. And when you walk in, everything is bright, lit up. There's a candlelight. There's a desk. It looks fresh. It looks clean. The stonework. Everything in the room, too, has this, like, bright glow about it.
Like, it's, like, not a threatening kind of
area?
As
if what you're looking at is, like, some sort of illusion. Oh. You're seeing this room as it was and not as it is.
I guess I'll look around the room.
When you look around the room, you would see in the far corner is a desk. There is a woman sitting at the desk. And she's just sort of humming a song.
Would I recognize the song in any way, or...?
You would recognize the song, yeah. But you don't remember how you know the song.
It's just there, it's a feeling that I know.
Yeah, you know this is a song, but you don't know where the song is coming from. Like, how you know the song, you don't know.
Yeah. So, Amon will slowly approach the woman at the desk.
And you slowly approach her, yeah. Long black hair. You can't necessarily see her skin. You don't see what she's doing at the desk.
Okay, I put my hand on her shoulder to like interact.
And when you touch her, you feel her. And then she turns around, you'd see a red woman looking at you. And she is pregnant. She looks back and she goes, "Traveler? Is that you? Have you come? Is it time?"
No, I'm not the traveler.
And then, as you're looking confused, you feel this force behind you.
Amon will turn around.
And as you turn around, you'd see in the corner, in the direction she's staring at, is that, once again, this lack of light. This black hole emanating in the corner of the room, and that weird figure that you can't necessarily see. And it speaks.
The time has come.
The time has come for what?
And you see her, and she goes, so it is time, then. She looks down at her belly. She's like, well, do the others know? Kaitra! And you see the water start leaking, and her water is breaking. This woman.
I guess I tried to, like, help her, because I see her water breaking. Would I come to the conclusion that it is, like, a vision or an illusion at this point?
You have a high enough intelligence, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're crazy. You see weird shit all the time, right? And then you see that void, who is the traveler in the corner, just dissipate. And you see two more tieflings come in, robe tieflings, obviously warlocks, and they rush to the door. Tathenia! It's a male and a female. The male says, Tathenia! And he walks up. He's like, are you okay? And then the female's there. And Tathenia, is everything all right? She's like, yes. Oh, the traveler spoke to me. It's time. He's coming. He's coming. And then from outside you hear, he's coming! He's coming! As another tiefling walks up and says, he's on his way. We need to get out of here. And she says, yes, it's time. He says, then we have no time to lose. We must go. And all these tieflings start rummaging around. It's very confusing as to, you're like, what is going on here? And they pick up tablets. Ah! She's screaming as they walk her out of the room. And then as soon as they've left the room, although they're walking up the hall, the room that you're in suddenly dies.
And it goes back to its room.
And it's back to how it is currently. They walked out of the room, and then they all just sort of disappeared. And the room you're in is just the way it is now. And there's just an old desk in the corner. Black stain upon the wall where the traveler once was. It seems like it was left that way as soon as they walked out. Like nobody ever entered again.
Nothing's like, if I look around, there's nothing that strikes my eye in any way.
Well, you gotta look around. You wanna do an investigation?
Yeah, I'll do an investigation. I'll just look around and see if anything strikes my eye. Other than this stain on the wall. 14.
You'd look around the room, you'd see there's a bed, and you would find an old dried-up ink quill and an old letter. And it has been eroded.
And so it's, like, not legible at all?
Not now, but, I mean, you could take it and try to do something later.
Yeah.
You know? So you have this, there's this letter there, and it seems like it was the letter that this woman was writing. And then she got taken away, so.
I'll pick up the letter and stash it. I'll put it actually between, like, in my
bookshelf. Well, you pick it up, so delicate, and you see that there are some words there. I don't know. You say you can read all writing, right?
Yeah.
So I guess you don't have to roll for it. All you see is the word, Amon. As if the letter is written for you.
But other than that, it's all, like, decayed and gone or something?
Yeah.
Well, seeing my name, I'll try to, like, actually pick it up and, like, almost, like, put it between my, like, in the pages of my book of shadow to keep, like...
And it successfully absorbs into your book. Yeah, that's a good idea. So yeah. It's kept safe now, and it won't be eroded anymore, and it's in your book of shadow if you want to try to do something maybe later to be able to read it.
And then after that, I'll...
You also notice, well, you rolled a 14.
Mm-hmm.
There is a pair of...
booties?
No. Green earrings.
Green earrings.
Yep.
Jeez. That just strikes my eye, just green earrings.
Green earrings also on the desk.
I'll pick them up and I'll put them in my pocket.
Yep. Now what do you do?
I guess I'll follow the vision or illusion.
Yeah, the illusion sort of cut out as soon as it left the room. So once you leave the room again, you look up the hallway, suddenly the entire hallway and all these other rooms where all the corpses are suddenly animated with all these tieflings that are running around. Every one of them are tieflings. And they're all running up the hallways, screaming. You hear all this chatter all around you. They're talking. Do you want to try to hear one of them, what they're saying?
Yeah, I'll just, like, slowly walk up the hallway, like, yeah, listening to everything.
Yeah. So you're almost backtracking now up that hallway through some rooms towards the original chamber that you landed in.
I'll also peek into the rooms I already looked into.
Yeah, you look into the rooms and you see some of the people are in the positions that they were in when they died, where their corpses were, and they're huddling in the corners like, stay here, we'll be safe here. It's okay, he's on his way, but we'll be okay. You see two tieflings as you're walking as well. You see two tieflings, two male tieflings who are speaking, two of the warlocks, and they're having like a little argument there. It's like, no, we should be leaving, we can't just sit here. Where will we go? The Empire's falling. The Dragon King will have our heads for what we're doing. He's coming here, he's gonna burn us all! And then you continue walking. Mm-hmm. Up the hallways, and you reach that center chamber, and you hear and screaming from this woman, and she's laying in the center of that chamber now with her legs up. They're like, we can't get her out of here in time. She's like, it's okay, he's on his way, he's and she's screaming and she's giving birth. So keep pushing. Two female tieflings there are telling her, just calm down, just breathe. She says, and with one final push, the baby comes out into the hands of one of the tieflings.
Guessing this is where you insert baby crying.
It's not breathing.
I'll be walking up the stairs towards the center.
And you walk towards the center and you see this little baby, this little red tiefling with black hair. It's crying. Give him to me. And she goes, Amon.
Then after, I guess, that, I'll be very shocked.
My little Amon. Do you know why I called you that? Because it means fear in Infernal. And as long as you are fear, you will fear no one. No one.
The two girls are crying. The one man walks up. He's like,
it's too late. He's already here.
She's holding you to her chest and you're crying. This little baby is crying. Do you have any reactions for him?
I guess like I'll almost like reach out to like the image of the baby me.
Yeah.
Like, and slowly reach out.
And you do, and you slowly reach out, and then she just sort of looks at you, and it seems like she makes eye contact with you for a second. She goes, Amon? And then the tower shakes, everything shakes, people are screaming, ah! And the defense creates two fireballs in his hands.
He's like, he's here!
And then you see them start running up a stairway. It's crumbled and old now. It didn't exist when you guys came down the tower. And they start, and the tieflings are running up the tower. And now you look up and you just see floating silver wings through the top of the tower as a whole. And you see copper wings, gold wings. And you see two large dragons of gold and silver clashing in the air above. They're gargantuan high up in the sky. And they crash to the side. And you see fireballs flying. You see as the warlocks come up, some of them are being hit and they're falling down the tower.
This is the last stand! We must fight! Stop cowering!
And they start running up the stairs and your mother just shakes her head and she looks down at the little baby and she's like... And then once again, you feel this force just behind you. And you would look back and you would see the Traveler is now in the room as well.
Give him to me.
And she looks up and she's looking at the Traveler and then she looks at you, Amon. And she's like,
oh, take him. Save him, please.
And the Traveler's in your mind, and he's like,
Jake, go to the beginning.
So, like, it looks like she's giving me myself pretty much. Okay, I'll, like, put my arms out to grab the baby, or myself.
And you pick up the baby.
Take him.
And she looks like she's fading, and she just sort of leans back. And then the traveler behind you, you sort of put the baby towards the traveler, and this black void starts churning and moving, and it creates a tear through space. And you see the temple, old as it is now, and broken down. And you see in there what looks like Lord Thakrak coming down on a rope. Just...
Confused, terrified, look down at my...
And when you do, it's just this little you, and it's bawling its eyes out. And this void portal is in front of you now.
And I guess confused, but I... Knowing what I guess I know right now, I'm put myself through the portal.
You place the baby, who's wrapped in this black... blackened and red blanket through the portal and place him upon the stone floor, and you see Thakrak look over, red hands putting a baby through a dark portal and placing him upon a stone floor, and then this portal disappears.
Toss both my hands off.
Tower shakes again, and the traveler starts to disappear.
And what? My child? Is he okay? Is he gone?
She seems to be fading in and out. You see all those tieflings running and screaming. They're sort of taking the positions where they were when they died, and then from the top of the tower, you just feel it shake. And looking at the top, you see a large dragon. Silver in the scales, eyes of pure red and malice, its breath burning with a chaotic red energy as it looks down the shaft of the tower. You just hear,
"Betrayers!"
And he shoots down this red force of breath, instantly killing and burning all the tieflings within the chamber. And you're now standing in front of that corpse that you tripped on at the beginning, the corpse of your mother.
What a twist.
And you see your mother there, her skeletal corpse. Their robes are mostly charred and burned on all of these tieflings. The only thing that maybe held some of them together, it seems, would have been some magic infused in their robes. But mostly all these bones are blackened and charred with this instant destruction, killed by the Dragon King. What do you do?
I guess looking down at my quote-unquote mother's skeleton now, I kneel down and reach to touch her skull, just to kind of try to maybe pick it up.
As your hand caresses sort of the horns and stuff and you touch it, and you're sort of trembling a bit, taken back by what you've just learned. You hear Thakrak's voice behind you.
I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I came here searching for artifacts, and this is where I found you. I saw these hands place a baby with... in the room in front of me. I didn't know who it was, what it was. But the void, I knew it was the Traveler. And I raised you. I raised you as my own. I should have told you the truth long time ago. But I'm sorry.
It wasn't the Traveler that gave you that child. It was my hands that handed you that child.
But that was a vision. Right?
It seems like a vision, but it looked real, and the travel opened a portal that led to you, and I stuck my hands through with the vision of myself, and you took him. So, this is all confusing, but I saved myself to give to you in the future, in the past.
The Traveler works in mysterious ways. I knew that, but this really takes the cake. I'm sorry you never knew her, Ramon. I'm sure she would have been a great mom. Probably a better parent than me.
Ramon will like pat Thakrak's shoulder and be like, you did okay. You did fine.
And that's when you'd notice a putrid, gross smell. As in Thakrak's hand is a large, gelatinous sack that is pulsating.
And then I looked down at it, and I'm like, well,
you might want to put your mask back on.
Yeah, agreed, and quickly put the mask back on. Listen. And I will gather up my mother's bones with the robe.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna give my mother a proper burial.
Well, I'll give you a hand.
Thank you.
The Netherlord told me that your mother was one of the first warlocks. She deserves a proper burial in the catacombs of the Shattered Citadel.
Agreed.
And he helps you gather up your mother's bones, and you leave this place by going up the rope. Once you reach the top to where you entered, you see a Thrycreen drone just outside of the hole. It's about 20 feet away from it. And it's holding a spear. It's like ant-like. It's got tons of arms and legs. It's lurching around, sort of slowly creeping up to this hole in the desert as if it was inspecting it. You're above Thakrak, and Thakrak says,
Thrycreen? Go!
And he tosses you the pheromone sack.
And I catch it. And then...
Oh no. Do a dex check. See if you catch it.
Why would Thakrak throw? You're the one that did it.
I know, but I already did.
Well, this is a do or die right here.
Oh, good.
16.
That's enough. You freaking... Oh, those... You're like... You just catch it.
How close are we to the top? Like, we're just there? We're just,
hiding? You're about a foot and a half below your head poking out. And you hear it. And outside, this Thrycreen is just slowly walking up to the hole.
Before I reach the top, I will put, like, the sack, like, just put the sack through the hole so it sees the sack and, I guess, smells it right away.
Okay. And then... put up the sack and then you squeeze it. And it sort of juices move down your arms. And you hear it let out this weird noise, like a... And then there's silence.
And then I pull myself up out of the hole.
As you pull yourself up and you're still holding up this gelatinous sack, it's like the size of a softball. And it's just, it's pulsating. It's constantly pulsating. It's oozing. It's super old, but it's... nothing can destroy it but hellfire, apparently. This Thrycreen, when you walk up, is its spear is to the side. It's just standing still like this.
I guess I'll come up and then wait for Thakrak to get out of the hole.
Okay, Thakrak gets up and he's like,
Mon, you did it. Look at him. I've never seen him react this way. He's just standing right up on his feet. His arms are to the side.
He's just standing completely still, just staring at the sack and you. All of its eyes peering at you. Its spear is to the side. All of its belongings are to the side. It's just...
So how did he say we have to get it to move with us? Just keep squeezing the sack, or...
I don't know. I'm no expert. I'm just following orders like you, Amon. I'm a Lord of Shadow, not a Lord of Insects.
Well, you're also the Lord of Crispy Ribs, so...
Hey!
back rack, wings and ribs is gonna be successful.
I'll bring that up to Cedric. I'll remember that. Guess we can try walking and then squeezing the sack a little to see if it follows. Well, I think me and Thacker are gonna just like walk a little bit, like maybe 5 feet away, and then
it just starts walking with you. He takes out a spear he has in his back and he just sort of pokes it. It just looks like we're able to touch it.
Okay, so does that mean we're walking back, or is it just gonna follow us from the sky?
Hell no!
And I'll pull out my orb and all the
what do you require?
I require you to tie this ant-like insect behind
die.
You.
It's gonna kill it.
Not kill it.
What?
Hold on to it while we fly.
Yes.
And it wraps it around in a tentacle and pulls it. And the Thracrine's just sitting there, like in like a stick. Just at the back of the horse.
Just like,
it weighs almost nothing. It's like, and it's just sitting there.
Okay,
I'll hold on to the sack.
Yeah, just make sure not to throw it again.
I won't! Come on!
Well, he threw it up to me, we could have lost it.
Let's get the fuck out of here, Mon. And you do.
Yeah, we get on the horse and
that mount. That makes you invisible again. You guys get on the horse, you fly back to the Shattered Citadel. And you're walking into the Netherlord's chamber.
I assume you have what you are looking for, Iman.
And I guess I point to the shadows behind me and have the insect walk out. What I'm picturing is just me and Thakrak walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he asks, I just like, if he's holding it, like to squeeze it, and then ever the doorway shadow, the ant creature just comes
out.
Well,
you have it at this time. You squeeze it, and sure enough, from the shadows, this Thrycreen soldier just walks in.
Yeah.
He's like, excellent. You have done well, Amon. This will work perfectly.
And you see a shadowy cage rise up from the stones and surround the Thrycreen.
It is now cut off from the rest of the hive mind. You may dispose of that pheromone sack.
Okay.
And you just see the Thrycreen, now that it's cut off from pheromones inside the shadowy cage, as the Netherlord now has it. It's like, Thrycreen! It starts trying to hit the cage and it's freaking out. He's like,
little, I have great plans for you.
And it gets pulled into the shadow.
Awesome.
Did you find what you were looking for?
If you be where I came from, then yeah. Apparently I come from the time of the Dragon Empire, so I'm pretty goddamn old.
Time is not something the Traveler comprehends. Hopefully now you know where your loyalty should lie. Amon, always with the void. These archdevils will make you deals. Make them if you must. Give up some power to them to further your goals, but only in service to the Traveler.
Yeah.
Let this be a lesson. Now, be gone. Do what you wish with that sack. You may return to your allies and continue your journey.
So, what do you do?
I would, I guess, put the sack in away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will head towards the crypt.
And you spend the next day or two creating a grave, specifically for your mother, Tethenia. You bury her bones, and what kind of grave is it? What does it look like?
What does the crypt look like?
It's a dark crypt, just like you'd imagine, like Skyrim. Graves are inside of slots upon the walls, but then there is a larger chamber with famous warlocks who have died in service to the Void.
Well, if there's a room, I would put it... I would make a crypt for in the famous ones. I would probably make a statue and try to make it as close to what the vision I saw of my mother look like.
Okay. You make it yourself?
No, I get some stone workers. Okay, good. So I get some stone workers out of there.
Some stone cutters come in and they create this very respectable image of what you remember your mother as, this robed tiefling woman. You sort of explain to them what she looks like, and they did a pretty okay job. 19. Did an okay job. You know, it's pretty accurate.
Just an okay.
It's stone, then you've buried the bones there.
How she's like depicted in, I want to, in the palm of her hand, who would be the symbol of the traveler. Because mm-hmm. she gave.
Yeah, so it's the picture is of her standing there holding a child, a baby, within the palm of her hand. In the lower palm here, they put the symbol of the traveler on her hands.
Okay.
And you've buried her ashes, and you have a moment of silence for your mother. And then the candles within the room begin to fizzle out. And you feel that familiar presence again.
I turn around to this presence.
God. Now you must serve.
I've been serving this entire time.
And these tendrils shoot out from it. And they hit you in the head and your eyes glow. And you get this vision. A vision of a town. A town that is half decayed and on fire and destroyed. You see a giant temple to the goddess Celeste.
Devastated.
And within the temple, you see a cackling, dark, shadowy, winged demon that is cackling, and around its neck is an amulet to a demonic being. And this amulet is like a skull with green eyes. And then you just hear,
"Destroy, destroy."
The tendrils are still in my eyes, so I'm just gonna talk normally with tendrils in my eyes.
And well, it's more like a vision that's taken over you, and then the tendrils pull back, and this dark entity disappears into the shadows.
And just, I guess, out of surprise, I'll look around, like, just...
And looking around, you see all those candles were out, except for one candle that sat upon your mother's grave.
And I guess I'll look up at my mother's grave and just... I will. I will serve.
And then you walk out of the chamber with new resolve, knowing more of your past and your origin. Where will you go from here? And that is where we're going to end the episode.
I will destroy an evil necklace and still be considered evil.
And as you're walking out of your mother's tomb, you leave, and then the candle upon her grave goes out. And that is where we're going to end the episode. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode of The Stubborn Heroes. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Stubborn Heroes. You can follow me, Adam DM, at Omidius, Omidious. You can follow Cody
at Stubborn Cody.
Stubborn Cody. And until next time, bye.
Peace.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control. Jump to the left.
And then you step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in time. But it's a bell that you press. The music drives you insane. Let's do the top walk again. Let's do the top walk again.
It's so intention, well secluded, I see you
with a bit of a mind flip.
You're into that time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're on the simulation.
The left.
And then you step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.